Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He came into the world for us. He came to show us to Himself, to us, to gain our confidence, and to encourage us to put our trust in Him, that He might promise us that we should have, through Him, should have eternal life. We thank Thee for it. And we pray Thee as we continue our study of the Bible, that Thou wilt help us to understand these things more and more, taking the things of the Lord Jesus Christ and showing them unto us. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. We were studying in the Gospel according to Matthew in the 22nd chapter, and we have been noticing how different groups of people with different schools of thought came to confront the Lord Jesus Christ with their own particular point of view. After each one of them had asked Him a question, and He had answered them, we come in chapter 22 to verse 41, when the Lord Jesus asked them a question, and this is of striking importance and significance. Let me read this portion to you in Matthew chapter 22, verses 41 to 46. Now you will remember that the Herodians had come and asked Him, "Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar? Is it all right for us to pay taxes?" thinking they could entangle Him in His talk. Then the Sadducees came to Him and said, "What you have to say about heaven doesn't make sense." And they told an incident that they made up as an academic situation that they made up for Him to look at, and they tried to show Him that His teaching concerning heaven and eternal life just didn't make sense. He answered them by telling them, "The thing that's the matter with your whole frame of mind is you don't know what's in the Bible and you don't know what God can do. If you knew what was in the Bible and you knew what God could do, you'd understand about the matter of the resurrection." And then, when we go on from that, we come to where the third question that was asked him by a man who was an expert in the Scripture. When you see the word lawyer in the Bible, you don't mean a lawyer who is a law, a man who is representing the law of the land, the man you'd go to about transferring property, or you'd go to see whether you had to pay a fine to the government. That's not the kind of lawyer that this is here. This lawyer is a man who is acquainted with the Old Testament law. This is a Bible scholar. This is a man who makes it his life work to study the Scripture and to present it. And he came asking Him, "Which is the greatest commandment?" You remember how the Lord Jesus answered that. He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God." That's the greatest commandment. Now when they had all asked their questions, and He had answered them one after another, we come to this portion of Scripture. Matthew 22, chapter 22, verse 41. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is He?" That's the question He put to them. Now, did you notice each one of their questions had to do with action or with thought? For instance, "Shall we pay taxes to the government?" That's in what you're going to do. And then the Sadducees, "Shall we think there's going to be life after death, that there's a heaven?" And then the lawyer, "What do we think is the most important thing and the right thing to do?" The Lord Jesus says, "What do you think of Christ?" This puts the finger on the real issue so far as our spiritual life is concerned. They say unto Him, "The son of David." That's taken from the Old Testament. He would be a descendant of David, and that's the way they identified Him. And you will notice that that makes Him out to be, after all, human, because David was human, and He would be the son of David. "He saith unto them," the Lord Jesus answering now, "saith unto them, how then doth David in spirit call Him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool?" That verse 44 is a quotation from the Old Testament of one of the Psalms. And this is, the Lord Jesus deals with it as a Psalm of David. And notice how He refers to it. How then doth David in spirit call Him Lord? So actually the origin of that Psalm was David in spirit. And he called Messiah, Christ, Lord, saying, "The Lord," that would be Almighty God, "saith to my Lord," that would be to the Messiah, to Christ, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Then the Lord argues, if David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Now let us look a little closer at that, a little bit more closely to what we have just seen, because this is the crucial question with reference to your whole outlook on matters of faith and the whole outlook with reference to your understanding of the gospel and your thought toward God. The basic idea for you and for me to get hold of is, what do we think of Jesus Christ? Who is he? This is the real question in all religious outlook, in all religious discussion. What is your idea? What is your conception of Jesus Christ himself? Who is he? The reason I'm emphasizing that is I know that for me, and perhaps your experience has been the same, our attention has oftentimes been focused upon his character. And people talking about the Lord Jesus Christ will emphasize, he was so mild, therefore you ought to be mild, and I ought to be mild because he was mild. He was so meek, so you ought to be meek, and I ought to be meek because the Lord Jesus was meek. He was so helpful, and so we argue to each other, and we teach each other, and tell each other we ought to be helpful to imitate him because he was helpful. He was so humble. That's always a good thing. We tell each other, you ought to be humble, you ought to be humble. We criticize each other for not being humble. And if someone is humble, we criticize them for false humility. We say it's put on. It's the easiest thing in the world to criticize a person about his humility. And all the time we say, well, Christ was so humble, you ought to be humble. He was so wise. And we have such an easy time to find fault with everything we hear from anybody that's teaching the Bible or that is preaching in church because he's not as wise as the Lord Jesus was wise. And then again, he was so courageous and so on. Now, all of that may well be true. I wouldn't take away a single thing of that from the Lord Jesus Christ. But from this passage, I want you to notice, this is not the real issue. It's not what do you think of Jesus Christ as a character. It's not what do you think of him as a person. It's not do you think that the mild, meek, lowly Christ is the best way of living. That's not the question. Who is he? Who was he? This person that was born in Bethlehem, that lived and died in Galilee and in Jerusalem. This one whom they taught in the temple. This one that opened the eyes of the blind, who walked on the water, who taught the people, and who finally died on the cross. Who was he? And I want you to notice that if you're going to say he was the son of David, even if you say he was the son of Mary, even if you say he was the man of Galilee, even if you say he was the babe of Bethlehem, you haven't said enough. That's not enough. He's Lord. He's the Lord who sits on the throne. Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David called him Lord. We shouldn't stop short of that. Do you realize this is the very center of your whole religious faith and experience? Who do you think Jesus Christ actually is? And in your mind, who is he? If you picture him as a man, you have thought too little. That's not enough. Lift your eyes. He's in heaven. He's in glory. And if you say to me, he became man so that I could see him and understand him. To a certain extent, that's true. He became man that he might show us the things of God, yes. And don't forget that when he became man primarily to die. He didn't come primarily to show us in his face the likeness of the Lord of Almighty God. If the Lord Jesus had come to show us in his face the likeness of Almighty God, we should have a picture of him. There should be some description of him. If there was anything about the Lord Jesus in himself as a person that was supposed to be significant about revealing God, there should be some description of him. There isn't any. The one outstanding thing that is told us about Jesus of Nazareth is that he died on Calvary's cross and he was raised 3 days later from an open grave. That's the one great big truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want more about that, I'll tell you what it is. He showed a power over all the things of nature, anything he laid his hand on. He showed a power over the spiritual world. He showed a power over men. He even showed a power over disease, and he showed a power over death. That's who he is, and that's what he came here to show. And he showed all that, but he came to give his life a ransom for many. That's why he came. He came to die. He came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many, that they might be saved. That's exactly why he came. And who was he? God. Who was he? The Son of God. That's who he was. Who is he now? The Son of God. And so far as I'm concerned, when I think about him, if I let my mind dwell on his earthly career, and I think of him as Jesus of Nazareth, that's too small. That's too little. That's too low. Almighty God didn't leave him here. Almighty God had him raised from the dead and has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that he is Christ to the glory of God the Father. I tell you right now, so far as you and I are concerned, the most important thing we can think about the Lord Jesus Christ is that he is living now in the presence of God, able to save them to the uttermost who come unto God by him. This is the powerful truth. And this is what he implies when he says, what do you think of Christ? You know, sometimes people put emphasis upon his teaching and upon his way of living. They'll call it his ethics and spend a lot of time discussing that. Wait a minute. What did he emphasize? He didn't say, what do you think of Christ's way of doing things? He didn't say, what do you think about Christ's morals? He didn't say, what do you think about Christ's way of handling the government of the day? He didn't talk about that. He said, who is he? The real issue is upon himself. How do you feel about him? It's a matter of personal estimation, and it's your personal relationship to him. The wonderful thing is that Almighty God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world for you. He has gone ahead of you into the very presence of God where he is now. He can take you to himself. Oh, Lord God, help us to understand this and keep the things of Christ before our eyes. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.